Time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine some recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm Brian Morris, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Regina, scientists recently analyzed 1,100 pounds of melted snow from the Antarctic, and what they found was a particular kind of dust that has a pretty interesting origin.
Yes, that's right. So they found a rare isotope called iron-60 that is not naturally occurring on the Earth. And they were able to rule out a couple possibilities and really kind of confine the final source of this iron-60 to a likely supernova explosion that happened near our solar system in the past. And so it's a pretty kind of interesting way of studying astronomy from things we have right here on the Earth.
Also, NASA has just confirmed that it will be launching a mission to explore Europa, the icy moon of Jupiter. What are they going to be looking for?
Yeah, so Europa is one of the most exciting places in the solar system for people who are interested in looking for potential life elsewhere. Europa is a moon of Jupiter, and it's believed to have a liquid ocean underneath a sort of icy crust that's on the outside because it's so cold. But the heating due to the great tidal forces of this moon orbiting around Jupiter actually, we think, have allowed Europa to have a liquid ocean beneath the icy crust. And that is a really potentially exciting place to look for life. So this mission called Clipper is planning to be launched in about 2025, go to Europa and do some nearby passes of the moon to look with several different instruments to try to determine the depth of the ocean and the crust, ice crust thickness, and essentially help us better understand Europa so that we might be able to determine whether or not there could possibly be life there.
And they can do this by means of a flyby instead of actually landing on the surface?
Well, ideally, one would love to land on the surface, but it's very difficult there because Jupiter happens to have very, very strong magnetic fields. And so it's a very active place. And unfortunately, because of that, electronics don't survive very long. And so the idea of doing the flyby is so that the electronics of the mission are not fried immediately from all of the activity that's happening around Jupiter.
Okay. And Regina, seems like we talk about black holes quite a bit, and we have some more news to talk about. Scientists, for the first time, have observed a black hole gobbling up a neutron star. First of all, what is a neutron star?
Neutron stars are similar to black holes in that they're extremely dense objects, and they're the end points of stellar evolution. So when a massive star ends its life, it'll end as either a black hole or a neutron star. Neutron stars tend to be about the size of cities, so 10 to 15 miles across, but in that region contain the entire mass of the sun. So it's just an extremely, extremely dense object. And we've now in the past 2 years detected via gravitational waves, the mergers of two neutron stars and the merger of two black holes, because these objects find each other and they actually will orbit around each other and eventually spiral in and actually collide. And the last type of merger that we think happens is a black hole and a neutron star. And so what's new with this most recent detection just 2 weeks ago or so is that we think we've detected this type of merger, a black hole and a neutron star. And so that's just determined from the masses of the objects. One is about 5 times the mass of our sun, and one of them is about 3 times the mass of our sun. And so that less massive one, you don't generally have black holes that low of mass, and so we think it's probably a neutron star.
Okay. Dr. Regina Jorgensen is Director of Astronomy at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket. Regina, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much.